boycott Target jumps past Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift to become number one song on iTunes. By David Ng on May 31, 2023. The rap song Boycott Target has jumped past singles by superstars Taylor Swift and Morgan Wallen to become the number one song on iTunes on Tuesday. Boycott Target, from rappers Forgiato Blow and Jimmy Levy, was released Thursday and has become a runaway hit on multiple platforms. A music video for the song tweeted by Forgiato Blow has accumulated more than 4.4 million views after Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, encouraged people to check it out. The rap anthem has surged past both Morgan Wallen's Last Night and Taylor Swift's Hits Different, which currently sit at number 3 and number 4, respectively, on iTunes' Top Songs chart. The number 2 spot is currently occupied by country star Luke Combs' Fast Car. As Breitbart News reported, Target not only pushed gay and transgender-themed clothing for children, but also partnered with a Satanist designer, UK-based Opralin, on its Pride line of apparel, which insists Satan loves you and Satan respects pronouns. As a result, Target has lost $9 billion in stock market value since debuting its LGBTQ apparel for children. Amid the widespread consumer backlash, the mainstream news media rushed to Target's defense by falsely claiming conservatives were behaving violently in reaction to the LGBTQ clothing line. The Associated Press spread the conspiracy theories about violent behavior but then stealth-edited its story to remove the smear without noting an update or correction. Target's vice president for brand marketing is Carlos Saavedra, who has served on the board of the Gay, Lesbian and Straight Education Network, or GLSEN, which is pronounced GLSEN. The organization has advocated for gender transitions for children.